Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 17th and the whole week ahead. There's a lot going on in the sign of Leo now, and for you as a Pisces that means work, business matters that need clearing up and dealing with. I know it's a weekend, but okay, you know, devil makes work for idle hands. But once you've got those things out of the way, there is a great deal of laughter and fun around. This is also an important time for you to keep an eye on your health. If you feel a bit woozy, get it sorted out immediately. Here's your Sunday stars. Another very good day if you're planning business or employment matters for the new year. In fact, this is a good day to make a resolution about what you want to achieve in 2017. It's not too early, but it could be too late if you wait until 2017. No, it's a great time to prepare and decide where you're going to go from here. Here's your Monday stars. What a welcome energy comes from Mars now. Mars moves into Pisces. Congratulations. It's the start of a brand new 2 year personal period, a time when you can certainly start to look ahead, because whatever happens, whatever you do now will have manifestations over the next 2 years. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Mars in Pisces in the first house. And here's your Tuesday stars. Little old Mercury started to move backwards yesterday in the sign of Capricorn. And that certainly means you've got to be very aware that some people may not be as honest as you think they are. Now, they may wittingly pull the wool over your eyes or unwittingly do so. But either way, it's unlikely you'll hear the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So be warned that over the next 2 to 3 weeks, you're in a situation now when you need to be very aware of what's being said. And here's your Wednesday stars. As the sun moves into Capricorn, so you can certainly gaze in your own future. Because now, even though Mercury is retrograde, it shouldn't stop you looking at the hopes, wishes and dreams that you have inside and seeing how you can make them real and make them happen. These stars are very good for you around you now, but it is all about your future. It's all about your long-term planning. Don't forget Mars has entered your sign too. This is potentially a very exciting time in your life for change. And here's your Thursday stars. With the moon now in the sign of Libra, there's a lot of things maybe you've hidden away or not wanting to deal with, but denial is not a good thing. You're only suffering from self-deception if you go into denial. And in fact, what you do need to do is face up to certain things in your life that you preferred to hide away or sweep under the carpet. Especially if it's to do with a personal relationship concerning sex, or whether it's finances and money concerning somebody you live with or are having sex with. And here's your Friday stars. Lovely, lovely energy. The moon and the sun and Mars in your sign make this a really fantastic period for you to really look and see where you're going in your life. But have fun now. Enjoy yourself. Now, this is particularly good if you're thinking of traveling or going away or doing something different with your life. It needs to be in a different venue or a different location. But this is all about enjoying new horizons and fresh faces.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.